Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
And she is so excited tonight for tonight's tasting, aren't you?
I am. These are very similar wines.
Yeah. G'day.
G'day, mate.
I've got some sayings from Australia. Oh, we're not going to go through them all.
Okay, good.
You can use them throughout the show. I've got them written down. G'day, mate.
G'day.
Good morning. Yeah. Yeah. She's a battler. A battler.
I like calm your farm.
Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't
that's it? That's a really good one.
Calm your farm down.
Yeah, calm your farm.
It doesn't say down. Just calm your farm.
Yeah.
Means like relax. Yeah, calm down. So we got to do that tonight, right? Calm our farm?
Calm our farm, yes.
That's a pretty good
one.
Hey,
what was the other one? Go back. Show me. She'll be right.
She'll be right.
She'll be right. And I don't come down.
You're not supposed to say them all right at the beginning.
Oh, I know.
We're supposed to save some of these. She'll be right means everything will be all right.
Okay.
Okay, so don't say them all. She'll be right.
Calm your farm down.
Okay, so tonight we're going to learn about Western Australia. So if you don't know anything about Western Australia.
I do not.
No wakas.
No wakas.
Yeah, means no worries.
Oh, I thought it was some kind of animal.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's what it looks like. No wakas. So, but before we get into our tasting and learning about Western Australia, wanted to thank you for listening. And if you are like us and want to learn more about wine, keep listening. We learn something every week.
We sure do. Every week.
Okay.
And we get some great tasting wines.
Yeah. We aren't going to be wine nerds. Are we wine nerds?
I'm not.
Okay. I don't think
so.
You
might be.
Well, I'd like to read about
it. I'm more of a wine snob.
Well, I don't want to be a wine snob.
You
either.
Can be the nerd. I'll be the snob.
Yeah, I probably am a wine nerd. I read about it probably just about every night.
Yeah, I don't read about it. I just drink.
Yeah. I do find it interesting of why wines taste the way they do and just all the differences in them. It's pretty interesting. So we want you to be able to tell which wines you would like better and just discover differences about them, what wines you like, and maybe be able to make better buying decisions when you're looking for a wine to get.
And today we're going to find some little nuances between these two wines.
Yeah, I think so.
Help you refine the Cabernets that you'll like.
Yeah. So we've got two Cabernets, one being from Western Australia, specifically the Margaret River, which is kind of the location in Western Australia right now.
A hot spot.
Yeah, it really is. So we're going to learn about that. And then we have one to taste against it is a Napa Valley Cabernet.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to compare.
So we're going to compare. These are inexpensive wines and we'll see what we can find out about them.
What price range are they under?
I think the, we'll find out for sure, but I think the Napa was like $14, but that came from Costco, and I saw it in other places for like $16, $18, and then the other one we got for like $23, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay.
And I've seen it for sale for like maybe $19 online. So Western Australia, if you're familiar with Australia at all, Western Australia comes on the kind of the other side from where everything is located, where Sydney and Canberra and all those are, they're all kind of on the eastern side of Australia. Western side has Perth. That's the big port. Yeah, the big city on the western side. It's actually the second oldest wine region in Australia. It was actually...
Did not know that. Perth is?
Well, no. Western Australia.
Oh, Western Australia.
Yeah. South. Okay. So one of the areas over there was the Swan River. It's now called the Swan Valley. You might find a wine from there. But originally it was colonized as the Swan River Colony. It's basically located just north of Perth, and it's the second oldest wine region after the Hunter Valley, which comes from the eastern side over, I think, close to Sydney. Anyway, the British colonized this in 1829. It became kind of known for growing premium grapes. Swan Valley is kind of known as its specialty is fortified wines, Verdejo, you know, kind of a warm Spanish white wine, Chenin Blanc, and Shiraz. Okay. But really the fortified wine is the big one that comes from there. Swan Valley used to be the big spot for Western Australia. In fact, I had some numbers. Did I not write those down? I don't have them here. But it was like 85% of the wine in Western Australia came from the Swan Valley.
Okay.
And then it went down to 55% like 10 years later, which I'm speaking like from the 1960s to the 1980s. And then like 95, it was down to maybe 30%.
Hmm.
And then early 2000s down to like 15%. And now I think it's at like 8%.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it has gone from the place to very small now.
Okay.
And Margaret River, it really kind of got located, found in the 1960s and 1970s. These areas, the Margaret River and then the Great Southern, are two regions in the very southern part of Western Australia. And then the Margaret River is unique because it's a peninsula that goes out into the ocean. So it has ocean on three sides of it.
Maritime climate?
A maritime climate. So it's very temperate. It's affected by all those cool breezes coming off of the ocean. The grapes in that area have long growing seasons. It allows the grapes to grow very slowly and not mature too quickly.
Perfect conditions.
Yeah, so you really get those intense flavors. And then because of the coolness, you'll get extra acidity. And so because of that, Cabernets have become really popular in this region because they have this long season. And we know Cabernets have that thick skin. You get a lot of good tannins in there. But also because of the coolness, you get a higher acidity. And so when you have lots of acid and tannins, you get a wine that can be stored a long time. And
can age it that kind wine. Of,
yeah, it's real age-worthy wine, and it really matures over time. So, okay. So Margaret River now has really kind of become the place. Also, the Great Southern is another area in Australia. They call them GIs, geographical identification or something like that. So that is their wine regions, their GIs. Those are the two real main areas in Western Australia.
That's the Margaret River and the Great Southern.
Yep. Okay. And then the Margaret River is also known for Chardonnay. Again, all that cool breezes and stuff, great for Chardonnay, which is a cooler climate grape. And then they also have a lot of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon blends. So something that we often get from Bordeaux. So Margaret River now accounts for over 50% or right at 50% of all the wines from Western Australia. The Great Southern, which is like the largest in area of wine regions in all of Australia, accounts for almost 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really known for Riesling. But then it also is becoming popular for Pinots, which is another cooler climate grape, and Chardonnay.
Okay.
Let's get to our tasting. Does that sound good?
I'd like that.
Okay. Let me see. What do we... How about flat out like a drink, a lizard drinking?
Ooh.
Flat out like a lizard drinking.
Okay.
And that means you're working as hard as you can. Flat out like a lizard drinking.
Okay. It's like a hard day's night.
That's a good one. I don't know where that one comes from. Yeah, that's unique. So let's go to our wine. So again, we've got one from the Margaret River. It's a 2021. And then we have a 2019 from Napa Valley, California. And we're going to see if we can get some differences. What do you see on these two?
Color is very, very similar to each one. Purchase these wines and are drinking them with us, be hard pressed. I would say one is maybe, I would say they're almost exactly.
They are.
Exactly the same. I could not tell the difference.
I would say there's a little bit more, maybe rim variation on one. So I would guess that's probably the older wine, maybe the California wine, just based on color. But what do you get on the nose?
And so which one are you saying is older?
Number one.
You're saying number one is older.
To me, yeah.
Okay.
And I they're pretty similar, yeah. What about the nose?
The nose, oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similarities. We'll get to some of the notes on these later, but...
Mm-hmm. So one has been, they've both been oak.
Yes. And I believe for the same amount of time, I believe 18 months in the barrel, the American wine has American oak and the Margaret River has French oak. I get a lot of vanilla on this.
And a lot of dark fruit, but not really cherry.
Do you get some meatiness on this?
No.
No. Okay.
Maybe a little bit of olive or licorice.
Okay. It's a very nice smell. Mm-hmm. Very pleasant.
Oh, definitely cherry taste, though. Cherry taste with a little bit of spice.
Okay.
It's very good.
Very smooth.
Very smooth.
Yeah. It's got some tannins, but it's...
But it's nice and smooth.
Very, yeah. Very nice smooth finish. Tannins, yeah.
Good finish.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's pretty bright, really. But I'd say some darker fruits, maybe dark cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like cherry.
And definitely, you still get all the vanilla, maybe some...
Spice,
yeah.
Vanilla,
oh,
cherry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I still get a little, like, licorice or something that gives it some depth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any earthiness on there?
I'm getting a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit, spice, vanilla. Not as much earthiness. No.
That'd be my probably one. I don't think it's very complex, but there's not a whole lot going on there.
Right.
Are you ready to rate that?
No, I want to try that other one. Can I try that
one? Oh, okay.
Since they're the same.
That's fine.
Since they're both cabs and they're so similar.
We undid our remodel from last week.
We did.
And I hear a lot more background.
Well, you better start remodeling again.
I bet. this remodel could be a weekly event. The second one then. We'll move to the second one. This one to me looks a little brighter red. May mean a little bit newer wine. What do you get on the nose here? This has a unique smell to me.
It does have a little bit of...
And it smells like a pine tree to me.
Pine tree?
Yeah.
I am having a hard time. I still get the dark cherries. I don't get as much of the baking or the vanilla. It's not there.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm trying to decide what is that is there. And this isn't quite as, this is a little...
More subdued.
Subdued finish.
Yeah. And I think, so I'm thinking this is definitely the Margaret River, and it's more of the French oak versus the American oak.
I think so. It's just not quite as...
It's a little bit brighter, a little more towards the red fruits instead of the dark fruits to me. I think, and this one to me has more earthiness.
Which one do you like better?
You know what? I was thinking I liked one, but I really don't. I like number two.
You're liking two the best?
There is, it comes in late too. You take a drink of number two and you get you get the flavors, and then there's something that comes in at the end, kind of more like a, it to me is more like a licorice or something sweet. Mm.
It is taking me a while to make up my mind here.
Yeah. I like number two. It's got some earthiness on it. To me, it's more complex and just has a lot more flavors going on. With number one, I think the fruit and the vanilla kind of took over.
That I like one better.
But it's very good.
I just like the finish a little better. I like mm-hmm. the intensity a little better
mm-hmm.
of one.
Okay.
So I'm going to say one. But okay. I couldn't tell you if it's the Australian or the Napa. I'm having a hard time.
We're going to...
You seem more convinced of which is which.
Number two is the Margaret River.
Okay, that's the Australian, the real subtle.
I felt pretty good about mine.
And number one is California Napa.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm a California girl. You're an Australian gent.
Mate.
Where'd I get gent from?
I don't know.
So the Australian is that has a mint and a tobacco. I missed that.
Well, that was somebody's guess. So let's go through them, though. So our number one is a Jolgott 815 Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. It's a 2019. It was $12.49 from Costco. And like
frankly,
I said,
you get something that I like that's not expensive.
That's a good wine. I like that. It got a 90 from James Suckling, which he gives everything a high score, but I like that one a lot. And it says aromas of black currants, blackberries, dark cherries, olives, licorice, and dried thyme.
Right, right.
Medium body with fine tannins, juicy and savory. Mm-hmm. Wine Folly said nose of black cherries and blackberries with notes of clove and brown sugar.
There you go. That's where you get that baking.
Mm-hmm. Tastes of dark fruit, velvety tannins, vanilla on a long finish.
Oh, vanilla. I got more of that dark cherry.
Boy, finish. Yeah. I think I'm sensitive to vanilla. I get a ton of vanilla on this, which I love vanilla smell. It's great. The wine was aged in oak for 18 months. 25% is new American oak. It's fermented and aged by lots. So they picked all these lots. They age them separately. They ferment them, age them separately. And then they do blending. They're all Cabernet Sauvignon juice, but they still do blending from different farms and vineyards.
Different areas.
Vineyards, yeah.
Okay.
So just a touch of residual sugar. Drink this through 2025. So if you're looking for a Jolgott 815, you're probably going to get a newer vintage.
Okay.
Since this one's ready to drink, but it's good right now.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was my favorite of the night.
Okay, normally sells for around $16. So this one has, it's a pH of, and maybe this is getting too nerdy, but a 3.74. The second wine is a 3.54. So the second one's a little more acidic.
The Australian wine.
Yeah, like I said, because of that cool area, it gets a little more acid. That's one of the reasons it's so age-worthy. And then there's 1.5 grams per liter of residual sugar in this Jolgott, and it's 13.9% alcohol. So, I mean, it's still a very dry wine, but there is just a touch of residual sugar.
Yes, good to know.
And what did you give that?
Both of these are very good. I think they'd both be in the four category, both of them.
Okay.
I would buy both of those off the shelf and look for them just for different reasons. One's more subtle that I could drink without food, the Australian. And number one, I would really like with a meal. And I prefer it a little bit over the Australian.
Okay.
Content difference. Any difference?
So this is number one was 13.9.
Okay.
Okay.
A little less.
Let's go through our number two. It is a Howard Park Margaret River 2021. Mayamba?
I don't know, mate. I'm leaving that up to
you. What was it? No carambas. No.
No wombas.
No. No mukas. I don't know.
Wonkas, wasn't it?
No, wakas. No
wakas.
Yeah, there you go.
If we're
there
saying it right, we don't even know.
Yeah. So this one has, let me see. Okay, first of all, this one is a 2021. It was purchased for $23.75 at Wine Styles. And like I said, I saw that for, it was like $19, I think, online, maybe. It actually got a 92 from Wine Enthusiast.
So I'm putting my loyalties with the underdog.
But listen to this. This one had a fairly short drinking window. Okay, so this one was, they're saying to drink from 2023 to 2026. So it's
fairly
there.
Fairly short.
Okay, this one has dark cherries, dried mint, and tobacco. There is some earthiness. Mint. I guess I'm not getting so much tobacco, but there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
Textured tannins and a nice lift of acidity. Definitely has a little more. It's a little brighter. Flavor gets lost in its power, but should improve in the next couple of years. I don't know what year they tasted this. Decanter also gave it a 91, and it spent 18 months in French oak. Smells like cassis and dried herbs. And I do get more herbiness in this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other one is a little more.
Yeah. Just a little brighter. Sugar, yeah.
Spicy.
Jammy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Supple tannins and ripe fruit. 100% Cabernet. Fermented in stainless steel tanks, then stored in barriques and barrels. 20% new, 80% used French for 18 months. So very similar.
These are similar.
Only 18 months in French oak versus the American oak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real typical. You get more of the vanilla in the American oak, more baking spice in the French oak. And it's just a little bit calmer. A little bit more acid in this, a little bit less residual sugar, and a little bit more alcohol, 14.5%.
Yeah, down under. Okay. Trying to put you down under.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to give our California wine, I'm going to give it a 3. I really like it, but I'd give that a 3. And I think I'm going to go to a 4 on the Howard Park.
I'm a 4 on both.
Yeah, I really like that.
For different reasons.
Yeah.
One I can drink just sitting down and drinking, the Australian, and one I think would just be spectacular with the meal.
There's subtle differences to these, but they're both
very subtle.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just some minor differences. I think number 2 is just a little more complex. Just a little more subdued and things. The other ones, to me, is a little off balance towards the fruit and vanilla.
Okay.
But who can go wrong with fruit and vanilla? I mean, that's a great taste. So, okay.
They were 2 very good caps.
Yeah.
You recommend you go look for these?
Yeah, I would get either one of them.
Let us know what you think. And what are we doing next week?
What are we doing? We are doing, I didn't come down in the last shower.
I didn't come down in the last shower.
Means I wasn't born yesterday.
Oh.
I didn't come down in the last shower.
Okay, that's a different one.
Okay, a battler, someone who pushes through when things are tough.
A battler.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even say this one. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah?
That means no.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, oh, nah. Like,
yeah, nah. That's kind of fun to say. Yeah, nah.
Means no. And I think that's...
And calm your farm. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I think yeah, nah is really popular.
Yeah,
I
nah.
Think. Yeah. Yeah. Nah. I don't know if there's a pause there or, but what are we doing next week? Next week, we are going back to hybrids.
Okay.
And we're tasting Vignole.
Vignole. Okay.
Yeah, so back to a white wine and we'll see what we think about that.
All right. How many will we have? 2? 3?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We've got at least 2 Vignoles. And we'll either taste those or we'll have a Vignole and something else and see how it compares.
Okay. I really like the Australian versus the California.
That was good. We're also doing bad dad jokes for Father's Day.
Oh, it's Father's
bad
Day.
Dad jokes for
bad dad jokes.
Yeah, next week.
That's easy to come up with. There's millions.
Okay, so go to our website.
Just leave time to drink the wine.
Yeah. Go to our website, wineappraiserpodcast.com, and leave us a comment. We are looking for your wine that you want us to taste on the show. Leave us a comment what your either your favorite wine or just something you'd like us to try on the show.
Your favorite wine under $30. Now that is the challenge. Because we can all come up with one that's big price tag, of course. Under $30, your favorite wine.
Okay. So until next time, happy wine trails to you. Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye, everyone.